Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, one of our favorites, comedian Jimmy Pardo and Papa Ooh Mau Mau. Plus, there's Bung in the Bungalow after this song from Donnie Baker.
Still love you, baby. Well, they couldn't afford air conditioning, so she never had company. Her old man worked for Orkins, so I knew she'd be bug free. I miss you, baby, and I'm coming back. I swear to God I am. This is a true story about how it went down. Her mom went to work that night now, and my pants got real tight. Yeah, she gave a sign for the bedroom, and I knew it was gonna be my night all night. Then I porked an angel. Skinner's is her last name. Then I porked an angel, but things never were the same. Listen to me. 'Cause she didn't have no rubbers. None that I've ever seen. So I just use the covers. Now for me, STD, it means static cling. Just a little angel.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we made a mistake on the show today. We forgot
did?
That Jimmy Pardo is the pretty much the ultimate player of what we like to call air bass.
I just bought my Kiss air bass strings.
Did
oh,
you?
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, look at it.
There we go.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of visual, certainly. Like you're having some kind of a
what's up?
Some kind of a mental break.
What's I played up like Stanley Clark. I played like Jocko.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Like
a, yeah, it's much more of a jazz. No, I'm not mocking you. I just was surprised. I was
up high like a gentleman.
Yeah,
you're down here. You're Jack Blades and Night Ranger. Pass up here like a gentleman.
Yes, there you go.
Pass. Like a gentleman.
Hard pass.
Like a gentleman.
Jack Blades, don't be.
Jack Blades
nice
a good
guy.
Bassist who needs to raise his bass.
Really nice
he
guy.
Plays it around his knees.
That's
like
true.
Dee Dee played it way down low too.
Who did?
Dee Dee Ramone.
Right, Pat. Really? Do we talk about their bass play, the Ramones?
It's a look.
No, no one does.
Does everybody go, oh, you like the Ramones? Oh, they're bassist. Never. Bring it up. Get that slap going.
Never happens.
Would you like a different song? We could dig something else up for you.
Do you have a favorite bass song?
Well, that's it. That's
when
my favorite.
When you're doing air bass on stage at karaoke bass night.
It's always this that I bring the house down. Nobody's expecting to hear Redbone.
No.
This all started on your show. Remember Redbone had...
It was Guardians of the Galaxy that song really came back in.
Yeah.
But
yes.
We were doing it on this show years before
that's
and I will not stand for Chris...
Pratt.
Pratt. To get more credit with his firm thighs and gorgeous face.
That is a good song, though.
It's a great song. Oh, yeah. Great. Remember why they came up? That there was a fake Redbone band going around claiming to be Redbone? Huh. And then Redbone had to issue a press release saying, "That's not us." It's like, why is somebody ripping off Redbone?
Well, because no one knows who they are, so they can get away with it.
Get away with it.
Never heard of them.
I mean, that's what they're doing with Foreigner. How many of those guys can you pick?
I saw Foreigner at the Hollywood Bowl.
I don't think anyone would know anyone in that band except for the lead singer who's not going out with them.
Lou Green? That's really,
but yeah. Kelly Hansen's the lead singer now. I went to see him at the Hollywood Bowl, and I want you to guess how many original members of Foreigner were on that stage.
Zero. One.
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
They were literally foreigners to the band.
Yes, yeah. They were literally a cover band at the Hollywood Bowl.
How can they do that?
Who's the guy that runs the band?
Lou Graham, Mick Jones.
No, Mick Jones.
Oh, Mick Jones.
Mick Jones
was sick.
Is the guy from the band.
So Mick Jones, he's the one guy that's usually in the band, but Mick Jones was sick that night, so they had this guy who tours along with them just in case Mick gets sick. And apparently I'm Nipsey Russell. And hello.
Powell.
Mick gets sick. The other guitarist has to do the licks.
So it's sort of like seeing one of those Beatle cover bands.
Yeah. But it's Foreigner.
But they sell it as Foreigner, and you pay the price like it's a Foreigner.
Yes. But I mean, they've had like 400 guys in the band, right?
Yeah, there's Chicago's getting close to that too, where they have there's just three original members now in Chicago, and. But they're all great. By the way, Chicago's better than ever, so I'm not putting them down. It's just, it's not the original guys.
That's our art director, so, huge.
Did Redbone, are they still out there?
I think the originals came back. They said, hey, we gotta ride this wave of pub.
That happened to Fleetwood Mac just before they really blew up. There was a different Fleetwood Mac out there without Mick Fleetwood.
Really?
Wait a minute, back during, like, 77?
Yeah.
Really?
Just before, there were two of them out there, and they had to lawyer and
not
go
Not the
after.
Bluesy one. But
Peter Green's?
Yeah, not the
Welch.
Bob
Welch.
There were two
sentimental
ladies at the same time. That'd be kind of a cool reality
Bob
show.
Bob Welch always hung through his nose.
What was your first favorite song ever?
Oh, that's a great question.
And I'll start mine by Rockford Files, believe it or not. It was the first single I ever bought,
song.
The 45.
What?
My first song.
Wow. No words.
That's the organ.
Nick. Nick, I love you. Don't tell that to anyone else.
I just told it to millions.
Mine was Black and White by Three Dog Night. That was my first 45.
Mine was a Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me.
That organ, man.
Open up the window, let some air into this room.
Not to get the room a little bit hipper, but as I like to do.
Okay.
Your first 45?
My first song, this is the first song I ever bought. I bought it at Woolworth's at the Van Aken Center. And
I like this song.
Here it is.
Sugar,
not yet.
Sorry.
Here we go. Ready?
Funniest song I ever heard. I don't know the words.
And you can't understand a single word.
No.
My first single I ever purchased, the Archie Sugar Sugar.
Oh, suck.
But I had a whole bunch of 45s. It wasn't fair because the guy across the street from me was a morning DJ, so he would give me all the 45s. But the first one I purchased, I had a lot of music early.
Now, I had an interesting story. I met someone this summer. I was at an event, and we got talking, and we both had kids. We were talking about our children's names, and they have a son named Rivington. And I said, did you name him after the band that did Papa Umma Umma?
And they said, sir, please leave us alone.
I've never heard of that song.
And they had not heard of the band.
What?
They hadn't?
They hadn't heard of
them? How dare they?
That's weird.
So what was your first grown-up album? I remember the very first grown-up album I bought. Deep Purple Machine Head. That was the turning point for me.
Mine was Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet.
Oh, you're a child.
You are a child.
Mine was Styx's Grand Illusion.
That's a good one.
Mine was the Cars' first album.
That's a good one.
Steppenwolf Greatest Hits.
Boy, was that the 45? That joke's never funny.
The Pusher Man.
I hate when people make that joke. Whoa, what's that one song?
I
put
like
a gun in
joke.
Your mouth. I
shoot. I shoot him if he runs.
The Pusher Man.
First album I ever bought was The Doors.
Very nice.
That's a great album. Boy, you love or hate The Doors, huh? I mean, it's like...
That's
you're
not kidding.
I love them, but if you people hate them.
Trick, you want to step in here?
What, who? I was
The Doors?
The Doors, you got thoughts?
I've never liked the Doors. I don't think Jim Morrison can sing. I'm trying to sing.
Tom loves the Doors.
That was your Bob Welch impression.
I like the fact
that sentimental lady.
I like the fact that you can be so wrong and really have a lot of confidence.
No, you know what? I'm not wrong or right. That's my opinion, and I'm okay if I never hear another Doors song again.
Music
is
like comedy. You know, everybody has a personal style.
That's right.
Okay, I guess.
Not everybody appeals to everybody.
The Rivingtons.
That opening to Riders on the Storm, that does nothing for you, Chick?
Nope, nothing.
Really?
I love People Are Strange.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, People Are Strange.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I kind of like the music to Peace Frog. That's okay, but...
What about L.A. Woman?
L.A. Woman, that's
Then he comes
terrific.
In and urinates on the...
urinates on it?
Is it Roadhouse Blues?
Great song.
I love that song.
Yeah, you know, I'm
That's
I'm
L.A.
Way
Woman. That's not Roadhouse Blues.
How about the end? How's the end sound, Chick?
So at the beginning of Apocalypse Now, do you put it on mute? Yeah. So you don't hear this is the
end?
This is the end. Great song.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with it. Was it? They just celebrated
there's
what?
Tom, there's no argument. It's my opinion.
They just celebrated what? Was it the 40th anniversary of the release of the Doors album? That what it was?
Yeah.
Very nice, Fran. In case you're wondering more about the Rivingtons.
Not really.
Not one person in this room
cares
is interested.
About them but you.
People are getting out of their cars. They're that disinterested.
And their cars are still running on the highway.
They're jumping off
the
bridge.
They're jumping off.
They're setting their hair on fire and then combing it out.
Anything but to hear more about the Rivingtons. I want to hear about the kid more than the band.
Can you do the air bass to the Rivingtons?
I don't know. I've never tried.
No,
never
don't. Tried.
I know he can. I know he can.
I don't think there's any bass in
there. There it is. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, nice. A little run there. If you're doing air bass,
man, does that suck!
This is a little bit obscure.
You're talking about the song.
The song. You are amazing.
Here's something obscure. One of you may get this. You mentioned the song "Roadhouse Blues." Yeah. It's on the album "Wars." No, that's
L.A. Woman.
That's L.A. Woman.
Whatever.
So if look, your invalid criticism would be slightly better if you were
it's not
even
a criticism.
Close
it's not
to the
a
album.
Criticism. I don't
to get back
like
to my
doors.
Question. The Doors famously and sadly never had an official bass player, but that's, by the way, the reason L.A. Woman is so good is they actually had a bass player and a rhythm guitar.
Can you name the bassist on that song, sir? If you can, I'll give you all the money in my pocket.
On Roadhouse Blues?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Lonnie Mack, the famous guitarist who had never played a bass guitar in his life.
I should tell you this.
That's not the answer I was looking for, so I will not give you the money.
Sorry.
I may not hold up to my end of the bargain.
That's the correct answer.
Yes. I was going with the touring band.
Jerry Sheff.
I was looking for Jerry Sheff.
And Doug Lubom played the occasional bass on Doors albums, but it was Lonnie Mack. And
damn it.
The reason the bass is so cool on this is because Lonnie Mack had never played a bass guitar.
I didn't know that.
Do you know who's playing harmonica?
I'm going to go with Jerry Sheff again.
No.
I'm going to insist Jerry Sheff for every...
Jim.
No.
Bob Dylan.
Nope.
Give us the initials. I know that you hate that game.
J.S.
J.S. I got to go with Jerry Sheff.
No.
John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, that's close. A great guess.
Very close.
That's a great
Jerry
guess.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's another great guess.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jessica Simpson.
The originally uncredited, it's the great John Sebastian who's been a guest on this show.
Great guess.
Yes.
We welcome him back, don't we, Chick?
The pinnacle of mediocrity, John Sebastian.
My God.
Are you out of your mind?
No, it's my opinion. I have my opinion.
And I'm so glad you can be confident to be this wrong at the same time.
There's no right or wrong.
You don't like that 11 Spoonful tune?
Nope.
Hot Town Summer in the City?
Yeah,
back of your neck. Dirt.
Grit.
Hot Town Summer in the City.
Now, I will admit, when I hear the song Welcome Back, Cotter.
Then
I like this song.
I love it.
Hate,
I like it.
Hate,
love, I have it on a CD called Suddenly 70s, and it's terrific.
Hate,
I'm
welcome
barely
back.
Singing, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Good tune.
By the way, John Sebastian's name came up at a poker game one night, and it ruined the game.
Much like this show?
Some people thought that he had died, and then it was just before the internet, and we had to then... leave the game and somehow go to a late night bookstore and find out if John Sebastian. Like, it was a big
kidding?
Argument because money was on the line. My father was in visiting. He insisted he was alive. Comedian Chip Chinnery insisted he was dead. My dad and Chip Chinnery are betting hundreds of dollars over if John Sebastian was alive. Oh, he's alive.
He's alive.
Well,
he's
still alive.
My dad won.
I didn't know.
Supremely gifted guy. He's great. But he's playing the harmonica on that Doors song.
Wow.
It's kind of an obscure trivia fact. And for the rest of us that enjoy the Doors, unlike Chick.
Okay. Who enjoys the Doors in the studio? Everybody but me?
I do like the Doors.
Some songs, yeah.
I'm not a big
Christy,
fan.
Christy, you know, like the leather pants.
I don't dislike them, but I've never.
You're indifferent?
I didn't own a Doors album growing up.
Well, you were too busy with Sugar Sugar.
No, that was when I was
that's
younger.
That's a good song, too.
That was a 45. I told you I grew up in 75 or 6 and bought Deep Purple Machine Head whenever that came out.
You look up Mediocrity in the dictionary. There's a picture of the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
They are.
The Archies?
No, Deep Purple.
Didn't
they just go in just did last year.
Last year.
Which I was at, by the way. I loved it. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show. Yeah, I got to cover it for the AV Club.
Cool.
Oh, cool. And we're hanging out backstage.
Who'd you meet?
Chicago and Deep Purple. And Steve Miller went past with Full of Anger. Cheap Trick was there. Yeah. Wow. It was great.
Did you get to interview them?
We interviewed everybody. We interviewed all of them. And my buddy Pat Francis and I, and then reported back for the AV Club. And it's amazing. You go to that, and everybody there is all these rock and roll reporters that are joyless. They had no fun, and Pat and I are running around like idiots and talking to the band, and they couldn't believe two people cared, and so they're all giving great answers, and it was fun.
We were talking about Lonnie Mack, the great guitarist, who famously picked up a bass for the first time and played that. He sadly died a while back, and I can remember one of the things he said, referring to the contemporary music scene. He said, the only thing that I ever sampled was my mama's cooking. They actually played their instruments, probably foreign to you.
Crabby old man who hates technology, yes.
Is Cheap Trick from Rockford?
Rockford, Illinois, yes,
Rockford,
sir.
Rockford, Illinois. I lost Cheap Trick in a divorce. Did I ever tell you this?
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and ready.
You don't like that? No?
I like that song.
Chick was wincing.
Pass.
That's a good song.
That's a great
Chick
song.
Chick McGee.
How about this one, Chick? You like this one, don't you?
Yeah, this. Look at this. What about
come on,
the
come
only
on.
Thing about oh. this is Jimmy's air bass. Is,
are you going to participate? Come on, you can't help it.
Hey.
See?
Come on, Nick. What?
We should do a.
They're American Indians, these guys.
We should do a compilation.
First Native American Indian with a number one hit.
We should do a compilation of that was less than mildly racist. We should do a compilation of incomprehensible lyrics.
No, because we'd be here all day.
Because those are
Louie would be.
Those are incomprehensible.
The only reason I know is because we looked them up the last time you were here.
You don't understand the lyrics to L.A. Woman.
I don't
LA
care.
L.A. Woman. That's how.
She was in a Hollywood bungalow. Do you know what a bungalow is?
Well, of course he knows what a bungalow is.
What's
I'm
a bungalow?
Not clear on words. I'm sorry.
What's a bungalow? Smart guy.
You mean like the BJ bungalow?
What is a bungalow?
Be a real conversation.
What type of home is a bungalow?
What is a bungalow?
I don't know.
And can I get the address to the BJ bungalow, please?
Well, you know, the third of them boys is at the BJ bungalow.
I think a bungalow, I think, it's like a house where the upstairs is a... like the roof is the ceiling.
Well, that's
what?
Yeah, like it's two stories.
Hang on.
Oftentimes, roof.
It's a two. Here
is
in other words,
here
it's
is
like
the official definition.
A two. Let me finish. It's a two story with a dormer, where that upstairs room is a the ceiling is the roof, right?
Is it an attic? Or is it
but
just
it's no, but it's a two-story.
This is one of those things where don't even try.
I thought a bungalow was just a two-bedroom, one-bath, small little house.
Here's the Webster's definition.
It has bung in it.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
That's true.
Bungalow is Latin. When you dig the basement.
It means house of bung. That's right. A one-story.
By the way, I saw House of Bung open for the Doors.
Oh, boy. That was a show. That was a tour. That was a tour.
Those guys, until they lost Eric, they were good.
A one-storied house with a low-pitched roof. Also, a house having 1.5 stories and usually a front porch. That's the definition.
Okay. Oh, that would mean I'm right.
Yes, Tom, you're right.
It doesn't sound like anything you described.
A bungalow.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Hey, Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.